Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to his shita that a katan is allowed to lay the Megillah and be moitzi a gadol from a story that he said over that katan hayisi, he himself remembered that he was a katan, that when he was a katan, krosiha lemaila made Reptafen as Canaan Belud, that he himself remembered that when he was a cotton, he landed in front of Reptafen and the Canaan and Lud, and he was Moitzi them. So the Chum said back to him that Ein Mevi'in Rayam and HaKotan, that since you're saying that you were a cotton at the time, a person cannot bring a Raya from what you recollect, from what you remember you did out cotton. You can't bring a Raya from testifying from what you remember what you did out cotton. So that's the Shaka Batari. The Tais did over here as the Kasha, that this Sugya seems to be Saiser, the Mishnah Ksubastav Chofches. In Ksubastav Chof Ches, it brings a list of things that a person could be made lahod begodlon al mashero bekotnon, that you could be made to be made when you're a gadol and testify to what you saw when you were a katan. And there's different things that are mentioned there. You could be made that you saw that somebody ate teruma becheskas kaya and he was in the suit to be a kohen and could eat teruma, and different things that are mentioned. So over there is mavur that a gadol could be made to testify what he thinks that he saw when he was a katan. Over here the Gemara says in mevi'in rayam and a katan, that the Yehuda can't testify what he remembers, what he recollects that he did as katan. That's the Tosfos Rish. That there's a bit of answers that over there in the Ksugya, in Ksubas Chofches, the Gemara itself speaks out that you can only be made on Zachan that are the Rabbonon. Like the Gemara says that this, that you made, that you saw somebody ate Truma, that means he ate Truma the Rabbonon, and you believed from now on Truma the Rabbonon that Lagabi the Rabbonon, you believe that he's a Koyhe, not Lagabi the Raises. Lagabi the Raises, the attack can't be made, the Godloy, and what you saw or did out cotton. And Dr. Tosfos read, even though the Choir over here, Mikra Megillah, is really also a Rabbonon, not a Raise, so he should be made an emun over here. So the name Makom Makom Mikra Megillah, he says, has a din of a Dvar Torah, like a Deraisa. Why? Shari Motzul Remez Men Atoyer Kadaminu Pirkan Deliyeva. Chazal found for it a remez in the Torah. He's referring to the Gemara and the Zion, that the Gemara says from the pasuk of Ksoiv Zois Zikaron BaSefer, that there's a triple mention of Ksoiv Zois and Zikaron BaSefer. So Ksois, the Gemara says, is the mention of Mechias Amolek that's in the Chumash, and Zikaron is a mention of Mechias Amolek that you have in Nach, in Sefer Shmuel, by Shmuel, fighting against the Molech. And Basefer, the Gemara says, that's a remez to Mikra Megillah, the Mechias HaMolech, that's a Mikra Megillah. So, Mele, the Gemara is before that the remez Basefer to Mikra Megillah. The Gemara says that really the Chum didn't want to be Kaveh Mikra Megillah, they didn't want to mask him to Esther to be Kaveh, Megillah in the Sifri Kodesh, because they found the remez Batoira. So, since it's a remez Batoira to Megillah, so therefore the Tosfos really understands that's better than a regular Rabban, it's like a Derais, and therefore Yehuda is not Neemon, say Meyad Begodloy, on what he said, saw Bekotnoy, what he did Bekotnoy, that he was laying in front of the Chachomim, because Lagabe Megillah is like a Derais, and therefore you're not Neemon on what you did Bekotnoy. That's the Teretz of the Tosfos Rid. There's a very similar Teretz to this in the Tshuvas Teretz Chesed in the Rechaim Memtes, that he also asked his Kasha, the Stiris Hasugi, is that over there in the Ksubas, is you all believe, Lagabe Derabonans, to be Meyad Begodloy, what you saw Bekotnoy. So why is he here, Mikra Megillah is Derabon? He says a similar teretz, but he focuses on a different akuda. He says the same yisoy that we saw yesterday from the Turi Evin, that Mikra Megillah vibalt, that it is a Divrei Kabbalah. In other words, it's the mantra of the Tanakh. It's mentioned in the Sefer Esther, which is in the Tanakh, and therefore it's a din of Divrei Kabbalah. So Divrei Kabbalah, because Divrei Torah, I mean, there's a klal like that in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, like we said yesterday, and therefore he understands that Mikra Megillah is like a deraisel tzlib dem, that it's Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah. There's a very similar teretz to the Tosfos Rid, except if you think about it, you can see that according to the Mahalach that the Teres Chesed is going with, it comes that not only is Mikra Megillah ken deraisa, but also Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyoinim, these other mitzvayim that are also mentioned in the Megillah, those are also going to be ken deraisa and have a chomer like a deraisa. Masha'en Kain, according to the Mahalach and the Tosfos Rid, it seems that he understands the only reason why we give Mikra Megillah a chomer like a deraisa, and in this case, the Yehuda is not Nemon, Alf Godel to be married when he saw and he did Alf Katan, is only because of the fact that the Remez Batayra, and that Remez Batayra has nothing to do to MS with Mishloach Manos. Matmanas or Matanas of Yoinim, for example, it's specific to Mikra Megillah. So really, there would be a difference. That they say this Mahalach only yields the conclusion that Mikra Megillah alone, that's Ke'en Deraisa. We find Bemis the same Yesoid, really, in the Piskei Rid. That's the other Sefer from the Tosis Rid, Rabbi Shai the Tzroni. In the Piskei Rid of Megillah Yudalid, he discusses the Gemara over there. The Gemara says over there, at Tanur Rabbanon, that there was 48 Nevi'im and Shmoina Nevi'is, and Zavalahem Yisrael, and they didn't add. They didn't add anything about Shekhasa Batayr except for Mikra Megillah. That was the only thing that they added. At my Derosh, the Gemara says, they made a Kal V'choymer. There was a Shira when Klal Yisrael left to see his Mitzrayim, and that's Avdus L'Cheiris. They said a Shira, Samis L'Chaim L'Kolshkein, certainly that was just Avdus L'Cheiris, from slavery to freedom, that he'd see his Mitzrayim. Kolshkein over here, by Purim, the Nes Purim, which was Misa L'Chaim, that there was a Xeris Misa on Klal Yisrael, and Nitzal to live. So therefore, it's even stronger and even greater, and therefore, that was the Kal V'choymer that they made to Masak and the Naya Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So, Bemis, many ask over there, like, what's so special about Mikra Megillah? Is that the only Darabonin in the world? There's many dinim Darabonin that Chazal added. So why do you have to have a special thing for Mikra Megillah and need a special Kal V'choymer that you're able to add more over and above the Dini HaTayeh? The Piskei Rid says over there, Psanaya Mahalach, a new idea of his own. The Piskei Rid says the Pshat is Peirish, Zokter. That they should add Torah to be Koyrebo. Many Zachen that Chazal Moisef, many Yisurim that they were Moisef, if he says Didos Yudayim and Shnius Larayas and plenty of things, but Mikra Megillah is zok there that that's Nirash Sifal HaTayra. In other words, that's like adding it to the Torah itself. Shekavu Ala Choyva Bekriyos is zok there that they were Machayev Achiyev to be Koyre the Megillah, just like Echayov and Likris as a Torah Shneva Vahagisa B'Yom of Alayla in the sense what he does there. As he says that there's a din to be Koyre all of Torah, like I said, Vahagisa B'Yom of Alayla, and they were Moisev Mikra Megillah to be Koyre in the Megillah. It's like being Moisev under the Torah itself, and that was what's so surprising over there, and therefore they had to make the So he speaks of the Kal V'choymer is Zokter Me'avdus L'Cheiris Amin and Shira. It's not just that Klal Yisrael said a Shira, but the Peshat is Perish Oz Yashir Moshe V'Huk V'Oh Batoyro L'Kroy. So that's how he learns a new Peshat in the Gemara there. That Oz Yashir was added and was put in the Toyro L'Kroy. So it was set into the Toyro itself to be Koyri at the Oz Yashir. And the Meil Misa L'Chaim L'Kolshkein, then who had then used Kaset Mikra Megillah and give it a din to set it and to write it, to be Koyri it, to have a Choyvas Kriya that's similar to the Oz Yashir. That's how the Piskei Rid learned Pshat over there. So you see that the Piskei Rid there too understood that there's a special thing over there, a special adifus in the fact that they're being added to the Torah to Koyri. It's not like other Takana de Rabbanah, it's not like other Dinah de Rabbanah. This is a special thing. They're adding to be Koyri at the Choyves Kriyasa, similar to the way that you have to learn and lay in all of the Torah. So he's, in a sense, he's singled out as a special thing in Megillah, and that's really what the Tosis Rid over here is doing in the Tosis Rid. The same thing, that Mikra Megillah specifically has a din like it's Ken Deraisa, and he bases on the fact that there's a remez min ha-toyreh. Now, Bemis, the truth is, it's two different sugyas, you know. It's a little bit shver, because the Piskei Rid over there is going on the sugya on Daf Yudalid, where the Gemara says, it's learned out of a Kal V'choymer. And Mikra Megillah is learned out of a Kal V'choymer. Avdus L'Cheiris, I mean, Shira, that they said a Shira from Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Kolshkein Misa L'Chaim, and that's the Mikra Megillah. And whereas over here in the Tosafot, he doesn't bring that Gemara. Over here in the Tosafot, he brings the earlier Gemara in the Zion, that there's a remez min ha-toyreh from the Pasuk of Ksoiv Zois, Zikoron Basefer. So the truth is that this Tosafot seems to be a raya to the Shita of the Meratz Chayas over there on Daf Yudalid. Meratz Chayas over there says that these two sugyas, the sugya on Yudalid that learns from the Kal V'choymer and the sugya on Daf Zayin that learns from the Pasuk, so he's going to say for really exactly the same thing. They're both going on Mikra Megillah. He says that there's two steps. What happened? First, Mordechai and Esther made the Kal V'choymer from the Ma'is of Yisias Mitzrayim, the Shira B'Shas Yisias Mitzrayim, and they decided to Masakin, Mordechai and Esther decided to Masakin a Choyvas Kriya of Mikra Megillah based on that Kal V'choymer. But then it came to the Chachomim, like the Gemara says on Daf Zayin, that the Chachom didn't want to mask him to this thing. The Chum didn't agree. The Matzchai says apparently they weren't impressed by the Kal V'choymer. So Biz, the Chachom, find the remez in the Torah, Ksoiv Zoyis Yikorim B'Sefer, and then the Chum will mask him to Mordechai and Esther. So he understands that both sugyas are the same subject, and then it's good the Piskei Rid that on the Fidalit he brings discuss the Kal V'choymer, and over here by Yossi he brings the remez of Ksoiv Zoyis Yikorim. But the truth is, in other words, apparently that both of them are finding smuchim from a Kal V'choymer and from a Psukim of the Chumash to the fact that there's a special, a special thing to have a Choyvas Kriya of Mikra Megillah. This is really not like the Mashah. The Mashah on Daf Zayin has a more more pasha than the hair. He understands that the sugya and the dalet is talking about the mechiyah of mikra megillah, like the Gemara says, the moise of mikra megillah. Whereas over here in the chav, it's a question of to add it into the kisvei kodesh, which really fits the pashtas hasugya over there. Ksoiv zoyz vikoram basayfer to write to be moise into the kisvei kodesh. In other words, that megillah sefer has two qualities. One is that it's a special sefer, and the kisvei kodesh is one of the chav dalet svarim. And the other is that you have to lay it on Purim, which is an independent thing. It's a mechiyah of the rabbanon to lay it on Purim. So the Marashah understands that the two different sugyas are different, and the vayin is the question of being kivei and the kisvei kodesh, and the fidalit is the question of mikra megillah. The Tosfos read here that seems to put the two things together and understands, in other words, that the remez min haTorah and the vayin kisvei is the kerem b'sefer is telling you about mikra megillah, which is a subject over here on the chav. So he's a raya really to the matzchayas hashita that both sugyas are the same and they both go on the same dion of being kivei and mikra megillah, and like the Tosfos read is saying, it give it a special adif, a special maila, and like he says in the Piskei read, to just like Torah, which has a din to be choiva, to be koyer the Torah, so too Mikra Megillah, which is nitoisif into the Sforim, and has a din to choiva to be koyre it. There is rather a third derech on this. The Bischa, the Birke Yosef and Choshe Mishpat Simon Lamed Hey asked the Kasha that everybody asks over here. L'chayre this sugya, which is mavur that you can't be made even by Mikra Megillah, Choshe the Rabbanon Zokte, and still apparently you can't be made when you're a gadol on what you did and so else cotton. That seems to be soyis of the sugya in Ksubas Chof Ches, where the Gemara says in Ksubas over there that you read the Mishnah and the Gemara that you could be made out gadol to what you saw else cotton as long as it's only the Rabbanon's, like to be made and Shuma the Rabbanon, that somebody should be considered a kaihen to be able to eat. So, a steer over here. The Birkei Yosef. Here, it's Mikra Megillah. It's also the Rabbanon. He can't be made out of the Godloy. So he says a different tale. The Birkei Yosef says that Enochanami be Yosoido. You always neman out Godloy. He made what you did and so out cotton. But over here, he says there's a certain Havona, a certain Shikol Hadas that goes into the Eidus, the testimony that Yehuda is saying, because he's saying that he was a cotton and he laid the Megillah in front of a Taffin and the Zakenim. But the Shaila is granted he laid in front of the Taffin of the Canaan, you could be made on the Maisa. They did the act of laying the Megillah. But who says that they were Yotze through you? Maybe they're just listening to you and hearing the words, and maybe they tackle Yotze to make a Megillah a different time, earlier or later in the day. So Elamai, there it says, I've had the person that you made, or the Shikol Adas, that you understood from the way that they were acting and the way that they were listening, that they're laying Yotze to make a Megillah at that time. Pshat is, Zokta, that this particular testimony is not just that you made on the Maisa itself, but they made on the Shikol Adas and a Havona that you had in the Maisa, and the same a fashtan that you had, that they're being yoyt to the Mikra Megillah. So that Shikol Adas, the person is not Neman, but Godloy, to be what he saw out cotton, because he made the Shikol Adas out cotton, and even if it's a Darabonah, you're not believed. So that's how the Birkei Yosef understands that over here, even Mikra Megillah would be Mamash of the Darabonah, and Afal Behin is not believed to make that Shikol Adas, the evaluation that the Chachamim, the Tarfan, and the others are being yoyt through him. And Bemis, in other words, that fits in with the Yosef we said before, yesterday, really, that the pastus of Toysis yesterday is that Mikra Megillah is like any Darabonah. And the question of whether you might see somebody is like we might see somebody any Rabbanah, and that's again the Birkei Yosef over here is not, he's not being noches to this extra special thing that's in the Piskei Rid and in the Torah's Chesed, that these poiskim that they're going that Mikra Megillah has an adifus and it's mamish ke'en deraisa, which again this shaila is totally in the shaila we spoke of yesterday, if Mikra Megillah taka has that choymer to be chomor to be like a ke'en derais. In the next suya, the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara speak of different mitzvahs that are noyig bayoyim, and their mitz, the din is lechatchila. The Chazal say they have to do them from honitzachama and on from sunrise. So one of them is bris milah, and the Gemara brings a pasuk by yoyim. So the pasuk of yoyim that tells me that milah is only by day, and like the Mishnah says lechatchila from honitzachama. Taisa says the cash over here. Taisa says if it's taka true that milah is only by day and not by night, it should come out automatically that milah is a mitzvah seishah man groma. It's a time bound mitzvah. It's only yoyim and not laila. So why is it? Fact Taisa that the Gemara in kedushin daf chof tes. Means a special pasuk to tell you that a isha has no chiyuv to imal her son. Only a av has a chiyuv to imal his son. The isha does not have any chiyuv to imal her son. So you might need a special pasuk over there. Exeas a kosa from the pasuk of oisoi. Oisoi veloi oisa. Frank Tois says anyhow it's a seishem man groma and noshem al pata from all smeishem a seishem man groma. Over here mila is man groma because it's only by yoyim and not by laila like the Gemara says over here. So that's Tois's kasha. How come you need a special pasuk in kedushin? So Tois has two terutzim over here. The The first teretz is that mila is exceptionally chomor because it has a kores. The mila is aseishes bekores. If in the not doing it, there's kores, and also it's nichras ala yud gemul bris. So it's like the Chazal tell us that there's 13 times it says the word bris in the end of lechocha, 13 covenants brisim that the Eibishter made with Avraham about bris mila. So mila is so tremendously chomor and so chashuv that it would not have applied the rule of aseishes man grom and nashma pater, and that's why you need a special because it's a kosev in kedushin. That's the first teretz. There's a second teretz is that it's going like the man da Omar, that Milish Loibes Manoy is even Balailo, which is a shayl in the Gemara. But if you hold Milish Loibes Manoy applies even at night, so you need the Gemara in Mesech the Kedushin, Al Choftes, the Gabi Mila, because Loibes Manoy, after the eighth day, it applies by Yom and Banaila, and it's not as Man Groma. And therefore, I would have said, Isha is Chayav on that, and that's the Kamash Malon, exerts a cost of the Isha is Potter, even in that Man the Omar, that Milish Loibes Manoy applies by Yom and Balailo. Those are the two Terutzim of Toises. There is a different Teretz on this. And the Toises read in Kedushin of Choftes over there by the Sugya of the Gzeras HaKosev. And the Toises read says a big Yisoid, which is evident that Toises argues on it. The Toises read says that as far as the Choyva of the parent to make sure that the kid is Nimol, which is what the Gemara is talking about over there, that the Isha is Potter and the Av is Chayev, so the Choyva of the parent, Zokter, is Mamish called Shaloyas Mangroma. It's not called Mangroma because it's true, Zokter, that the actual action of the Mila then has to be done by day and not by night. But the Choyva of the parent is to make the arrangements and to Masader and to see to it that it happens. And those arrangements, Zokter, they can be made by night just as much as by day. That's the chiv on the father to make the preparation, the preparatory stages, to make sure that there is a moil, and see that the kid is going to get nimo. So he can do that by night as well as by day, and therefore that choiva of the av is not mangroma, it's not dafka by day, it's even by night. So therefore the Tosafot says, that's when you need a special, there's a cause of the avoisoi, veloyoisoi, to emayat the isha, the mother, because of the fact that that choiva of those preparations, the chiv of ha'esek, lehis asek, lemilas benoi, ha'esek ahu, and to be matriach, and Yochin Tzorchei Milas Benoyes, like the Tosafos read, those things are considered to be loyos man groma by night and by day. And in Mele, you need a Gzeras HaKosev to pater that the mother is pater from the choiva of the parent. That is the teretz of the Tosafos read. In other words, you see from here that that's the vort, that the Tosafos read is saying that the choiva that's on the parent is not just to do the Maisa Mila, or to make a shliach to do the Maisa Mila, and the choiva is in the Maisa, which has to be done dafka by day. Any preparatory stages that you do, you make sure that there's a knife, a chul, whatever it is, all those preparations are just a hechsher mi'almo, a chona for the mitzvah. The mitzvah would be the Maisa of doing the bris mila on the kid. That would be dafka yoim, and that would be asman groma. Rather, the Tosafos read understood that the hachonois and the preparations and the esek and the tich, those are gufa, the choiva sa'av. The Chetzachayv Sa'av is to make those preparations, to be involved in the Esek, not Stam, not just to do the Maisa Mila, and that's why he understood that that's a Choyv that applies both by night and by day, and it's Shloyas Mangroma, because the preparations, they are itself the Choyv of the Father. That's what comes out of the Tosafos read. In the same for Maglit Tzedek over here, from Rabbi Dov Karlenstein, he points out that we can still tzut to this, to apply to it, a big Machlekes Achrein, a big Shaila, Machlekes Apoyskim, in Hilchos Bris Mila, that the Shach in the Choshen Mishpot Simin Shin Pei Beis. So of course, Yudalid is medayek from a Rosh that the mitzvah of an Av, the Malhiz Benoi, is not nitten to give over to a Shliach, and if the Av knows how to do the Bris Mila, he has to do the Dafke himself, because this mitzvah is a Dafke Kipim is Kayamay De Shlich. It's a huge Chiddush of the Shach, and he says that the father has to do it himself. And Mele, if the father knows how to do it, and he's not an Onus because he knows how, and Mele, he's not allowed to give it over to a Shliach. Many places come, are you on the Shach? That's the Shach hold, and he brings a Raya from a Rosh, as the Rosh, he brings a Rosh, that the Rosh paskins that if the father is a manna, a moyel to do the bris mila for the son, with kodam acher umolo is somebody else chapter rain and rushed in and did the mila instead of the moyel that the father had been mitzavet to do. So the Rosh paskins that the acher is not mechuyev to pay yud zehuvim. That's the din the Gemara says that in Baba Kama that a person who chaps a mitzvah from somebody else to pay 10 gold coins. But over here the Rosh says it's not like that. This is not an example. Because if the father was a man of the moil, once the father is not doing it himself, it's already in the reshus of Kol Yisrael to do it. Zok the Rosh and the Meil, if somebody else rushes in and does it, he's no different from the moil, and the Meil, he didn't yank the mitzvah away from anybody else. So the Shach says, it seems to be a strong raya in this Rosh, that once the father has a mitzvah, he has to do it himself. He doesn't do it himself, then he can't be a man of Shliach, and apparently that's not the mitzvah of the Av anymore. It becomes the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael, and if once it's Kol Yisrael, there's no difference in the moil that the father father has to do it, anybody else, then he's not called grabbing the mitzvah from anyone. The Shach says over there that the Shittas of Ben Tam is not like that. He brings up Ben Tam Taka Paskin that if you grab the mitzvah from the moil that the father has to do it, you do have to pay your zuhum. So Vaistoy says Ben Tam Taka held that the mitzvah of Milos Ha'av, that the Av has to be mal, is gegeben to be miskayim le'idei shliach. That's all of Ben Tam, and that's why the Ben Tam holds somebody else grabs it, so you grab it from somebody, and you have to pay your zuhum. But the Rosh argues, and the Rosh held, that there's no way to miskayim the mitzvah Ha'av le'idei shliach. The father does it himself and can't be miskayim le'idei shliach at all. That's what the Shach says. And really, the Shach Taka Paskins this way, that if the Moil is able to do it himself, then he's not allowed to give it over to somebody else to do, because it's your mitzvah and it's not gegeben to be fulfilled by Yedei Shliach. The Sefer Magalei Tzedek asks that if you look in Hilchas Mila in Yeridei Reish Mem Aleph, there are more in, over there Nemzon Bepshitos, that it's the chiv of an av to even pay a moihel to see to it that his kid is nimo. It's the father's chiv, his personal chiv. He has to even pay a moihel to see to it that the Mila takes place on the kid. And the Shachar doesn't comment at all. The Shachar seems to accept Bepshitos that there is such a chiv on the father. It's his chiv. He has to pay the moihel to see to it that the Mila gets done. The fact of then the Sefer Magalei Tzedek, how does that stem with the Shachar the Dayek from the Rosh? And Choshe Mishpat, L'Choir over there, the Rosh is saying that the father's personal mitzvah is to do it himself. It is not given to do it the Ashliach. And if he made a moil to do it, to appointed a moil to do it, that's no longer has any shaychus to you, and somebody else could just as well do it. So if that's the case, so what is this business that apparently it seems to be a given, B'Pshitos in the Ramon, Reisham Aleph and Yerdeya, that the father has to pay a moil and make sure that there's a moil over there? Why? Why does he have such a chiyah b'chlal if anyhow that's not going to be a shlichus, it's not going to be a keel, L'Choir of the mitzvah av, to perform the Ma'is and Mitzvah Smila. As I reflect, the Magalei Tzedek. The Zokt of them, the Sefer Magalei Tzedek, that we see from here that we must learn that the Shach understood that there's two bazundere, two independent chiyuvim that the Choyves Ha'av to Mal his son entails. One of them is to do the Ma'is and Mila, to do the act of being Mal the son. That then, the Shach is saying, based on a Rosh, that it's not given to be fulfilled their Shliach at all. And if you don't do it yourself, you're not going to do that. You're not going to fulfill that aspect. You're an onus, you don't know how, but you're not going to fulfill it if you don't do the Ma'is and Mila yourself. That's not given to a Shliach. But there is also another nekuda, additional din, that the mitzvah samila sa'av is mechayev, that it's klapi his son, that the father has to make the hachonis and the tirchas, the mitzvah to see to it that the kid gets to be genimel. Forget about the ma'isa mitzvah, make sure that it actually happens, that the kid ends up a nimel. That's an independent chiyuv, and that the Shach wasn't discussing in Choshen Mishpat. That's nothing to do with this question about some other moil rushing in and saying before this moil, whatever it is, because if the father didn't fulfill his din of ma'isa mila, so that's it. The Ma'is HaMila isn't belonging to the father, and more than it belongs to Gans Kal Yisro. But as far as whether the father does have any existing Chiyuv B'chlal, if he's not doing the Ma'is, so the answer is yes. That there's an additional din, Dr. Magalei Tzedek, that you also see, which is that the father has to see to it, to be a triach, to make the hachonot, the preparations, make sure that the kid ends up getting nimo. And that's the under din that the Ramah is discussing in the Yeridei Reishma Malif, which is that the father even has to pay him, while the father has to see to it that the kid gets to be genimel. As long as Dr. Magalei Tzedek is meduik like that for the Shach, that there are these two dinim. But he says that Be'emes, if you misbinded in the Rishonim over here, in Megillah and in Kedushin, you really could see that this is totally a machlokes Rishonim, whether it is such a chiyuv. In other words, aside from the proteistic din of the Ma'isa Mila on the Ben, is there a chiyuv that the father has to misasek? In other words, a bazunder mitzvah on the father to make the tirchoys, to make the achonis, to see to it that the Mila gets done. The Ma'isa we said over that the Taisis Rid Taka says in Kedushin of Chof Tes that there is such a chiyuv of achonis and asek and tircho on the father, and that's what the Taisis Rid Taka says al Pidarkoi, that the chiyuv of the mitzvah, the Av, klapi the Milos Benoi, is not Magroma. And we need a special exas akosif, tapata oisoiv loyosot, tapata the mother. Because otherwise, I would not have considered it Magroma because it's a chiv. In other words, not just a hechsher that the father is machshi, prepares his ma'is samila he'll do tomorrow by preparing the knife and etc. the night before. No, then is the mitzvah so Av, the Toysid says, is to make all the hachonas and the tirchas, and that could be done even balayla, and it's a chiv even at nighttime. That's a Toysid Rid. The Tantaka fits well with this thing that we're medayak for the Shach, apparently, that there is a chiyuv to misasek and matriach and to see to it that the kid will end up getting genimel. Masha'engin zok that you see in Toysis, in both the Malchum of Toysis over here, that there was no such chiyuv at all on the father, and the father's chiyuv is the ma'isa mila on the benoyah, nothing more than that. And that's why Toysis understood this taka very shver. You know, why do I need a posting kedushin chav test to pater the mother? The father's chiyuv that he has klapi his ben is only by datum and not by night time, to mal the sun by day, not by night, and therefore it's man grama. And Tosfos had to say it's more chomer, it's chorus, and you can more brisois. Oh, that we're going like the man do omar, that milus lib is man, it's kosher even by night, and it's a din even by night, so it's not some man grama, that reason. But Tosfos did not understand that there was some other chiv, that there was a din to misasek and to make the preparations, and that is the chiv asa'av, because it would be such a din, he could have said that Tosfos read, that the whole din is of the father is not some man grama. Even the meal is man grama, the din of the father is not some man grama. So he understands that this is soy that seems to mevur, that comes out of the shach, that there's an independent din that a father has to matriach and mesasek to make seder that the mila ends up getting done, that din is really telling Rishonim, and Taif wouldn't hold like that. And Taif is going to hold, in other words, that the whole din is limited. The din of the Av is limited specifically to the maisa mila, which is done by day on the eighth day, or shleibiz manoi, and these hachonois that the father is going to do to make sure there's a knife and vechulu and etc., those are only hachonah bi'alma to the maisa mitzvah, but they are not the mitzvah sa'av itself. The Mishnah on the Chacham Beis, the later Mishnah, says that Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer. The entire night is Kosher for Ktziras HaOmer, the mitzvah to cut the tevuah for the harvest for the purpose of the carbon Omer, and that has to be done Dafka Balayla, and Kol Halayla any time of the night is Kosher for the Ktziras HaOmer. Tosfos says on this, that Ben Tam learned out from this din that the Laila is Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer, he learned out from here a Chiddush, that if a person forgot to be Soifer Sviras HaOmer, with a Brocha by night, in other words, the Tosfos says that there's a parallel that the Ktzira Sa'omer is done dafka by night and the Sfira Sa'omer is done bizman when the Ktzira Sa'omer takes place, and it's dafka by night. The Sfira Sa'omer is dafka by night just like the Ktzira Sa'omer. That's a Benin Tam said that if you forgot to be safer by night, you won't be able to be safer again the next daytime with a bracha. And Tosfos says that even though there's a steer to our sugya in Mesechta Menachos, so over there the Gemara Menachos says that the Ktzira Sa'omer is kosher but David by yoim, it doesn't have to be dafka by night, it could be David, it could take place by daytime. Amr Zoktosis Stam of the Hocha. Defo, our Stam Mishnah is more odif and it's more with the Psak Halacha follows our Mishnah because it's Ktoni Logabi Huchsab Tzikosa the Dina. In other words, it's a Piske Halachois in our Mishnah listing of Piske Halachois, and therefore this is a more Choshev Maramok. I mean, since in our Mishnah it seems that even by the Yevid you cannot do the Ksiris HaEmer by day, only by night to cut the harvest of the Tvu for the Emer. So in Mela we go with our Mishnah Halacha, Ksiris HaEmer is only by night, and who within the Sfira could also only be Kosher by night. That's the first reason the Ben Tam gives that Sfira Soimer Bebroch is only by night. The second reason the Ben Tam says, Oid Nere, that even if I hold like the Sugi Mandam and Amma Menachas, that Ksira Soimer Kosher B'defer by day, but it'll be my Sfira Soimer that you can't do the Sfira with a Brocha by day. Why? Because since the Pasuk says Tmimois Tiyena, so Tmimois means it has to be an entirety, a Ganskite. So Toysis, Iyata Moise Tmimois Elok Shadamayna Balayla. In other words, you're making the day into a day that's a Sofor Dika Yoim, a counted day. You can't do that near the end of the day, you can't do it when the day is already into the daytime. You have to do it at night, the night before, in the mail, then it's going to be called Tmimois, that the whole day is a Sofer Dika counted Yoim. So therefore, it's another reason which, independent in the mitzvah, Sfira Gufa, regardless of the din of Ktziras HaOmer, in the Sfira itself, there's a din of Tmimois that you only can fulfill by day. That's what Ibn Tam says. And he brings that the Bahad Paskin this way, the Baal Halachas Gedoilois, that you can only count with a Bracha by night, and the Bracha cannot be made by daytime. The Bahag also adds, and this is Ibn Tam, the Tosfos Fiazois, the Bahag adds another halacha also. If a person forgot during the entirety of a day, one day, to count the Sfira, so you lo yim ne'oy the bracha, then you won't be able to count any more of the days of the bracha. You miss one day and you can't count any more of the days of the bracha. The be'ina tmimois for lekha, because you have to have tmimois and it's not fulfilled. So in other words, the second halacha of tmimois that the Bahag also went with, which is a tmimois in the whole 49 days. The first tmimois is a tmimois in that night. You know, like Tosfos said, yeah, in the particular yom, you have to count by night in order that the whole day, the entirety of the day, should be called a Tomim day that counted. The second halacha is in the 49 days all tzamin, you have to have a Tmimois to count. If you missed one day, from then on the count won't be Tmimois, you're going to be missing a day. So therefore, you can't count anymore with a bracha, and that's what the Bahag says. It's all the Yom Ma'ak of each other. As I come twice in the Bahag, there seems to be a shaila in the Achroinim, a shaila in the Mechabrim, about exactly the correct Havona in this Bahag. What is he saying? In the Biskirov, the Menachas, and the Samach Vavam and Aleph, and the Chedushim of the Chedushi Agriz there, the Biskirov says, Bepshitos, that the Pshat in the Bahag is that he learnt out of the pasuk of Tmimois that all 49 yom are considered to be one big mitzvah. It's not the pshat that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah today to count the chveis yom, 17 in the yomer, and tomorrow will be a different mitzvah to count tomorrow's yom, the 18 of the yomer. No, so the Briskira, the Bahag learnt out of the pasuk of Tmimois that it's one big mitzvah, and all of the yomim individually, each individual yom is only a chelkei mitzvah. It's 1/49 of the mitzvah. Now, with the Briskira, we know there's a yisoy that you can make a bracha on chelkei mitzvah. You can make a bracha even on the individual components of a mitzvah. And for example, by the way, there's a halacha in Hilchos Dalad Minim by Lulav. The din is that if you have the Dalad Minim separately and you don't have them all together in front of you, you get the Lulav now and the Asim later on. So the din is you make a separate bracha on each one of the Dalad Minim when you get it. Because the din is that you make a bracha on the Chelkei HaMitzvah. So Biskarov says that the din, beklolos, by all ways, you have one mitzvah, but you make a bracha on each Maisa mitzvah, even on the Chelik of the mitzvah, Bazunda independently. And who are the Nevi'im? You make 49 different brachas on the 49 Chelkei HaMitzvah, but the Maisa, each one of them is only a Chelik, and the all together, the 49 all together, they comprise one mitzvah, and that's the Bahaglan that it's Mimis. That's why one day is Ma'akiv, because rather that's the din. The Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Chelkei HaMitzvah, Ma'akiv each other. If you miss one Chelik of the mitzvah, it's Ma'akiv the whole thing. So what then over here that if I miss one day, it's going to ma'akav in the entire mitzvah. That's what the Briskerov learned. Lamaisa, there are different mechabrim that want to learn that not like that. That the Bahag was maskim that there are 49 mitzvahs, just like the Cholkim on him, you know, who held that the one yom is not ma'akav the others. So they hold each yom is totally independent of the other yomim. And if you miss one day, you can still count the other days of the bracha because each day is independent. So they want to learn that the Bahag also held like that, but he learned that of Tmimboy, he said there's a problem if you're missing a particular day, even though it's really 49 independent mitzvahs. Well, the Sefer Derech Yam over here, it's one of the Haintikas Forum of Masechta Megillah. Well, he wants to learn this way. And he tainis that there's a bazundar din of Tmimois. The Pshan Tmimois is that the count has to be Tmimois. Even though each and every single day is its own mitzvah, and Be'etzem, one day wouldn't be Ma'ak of the other, that the Pshan is if I imagine that I count 1, 2, 3, 4, and I skip a day 5, and I go to 6. It's a Nishkin minion. It's not called a minion. Even if you want to say maybe it has Epis Hashem minion, but it's not a Tmimois dika minion. The Torah says Tmimois, the Pshan is that you're going to have a Tmimois dika minion. Is only when the count is complete and doesn't skip any day. So it comes out if I miss day number 5 and I want to go to day 6, I won't be able to count that day, even if that day is a totally independent mitzvah, Zokta Derech Yam, because it's only a mitzvah to do the count, and the count is only a count, a tmiwistic account, if it went straight from day 1 all the way through and got to where you are. If you skip the day in the middle, it's not going to be called a count, which is a tmiwistic account, so it doesn't have a din of a din minion of tmiwis, and I won't be able to do it, even if today's mitzvah is completely distinct and independent from all the yom that came before it. Now, according to this pshat, the Bahagzin of Tmimois is not a Giloy Milsa like the Biskirov says, that all the 49 days are one mitzvah, one thing. Rather, they're all independent mitzvahs. But what are you going to do? The whole mitzvah is to count, and to count a Tmimois stick account, a count that's complete. Now, they say it's not missing anything. If you missed a day yesterday, you missed a day of the other Yomim, so your count isn't complete, and it's not shaykh to perform today's mitzvah, because it won't be called a minion, which is Tmimois. And the Derech Yam points out that there are a couple of days in the Rishayim that actually seem to bring out such a thing, such a musik, the concept like that. There's a yeshita that the Tur quotes in Tov Pei Tes and in Reb Sadia Goyin. The Tur brings in Reb Sadia Goyin that Be'em is not like the Bahag. In other words, that if you skip a day, you could still be Mamashach the next day and count with the Bracha, it's not a problem. But Reb Sadia Goyin held that if you miss the very first day of the Sefira, the Yoyim Echod, you miss that day, you won't be able to be Mamashach at all and count with a Bracha. That's not Shayach. If the first day was missed, that's it. It's impossible anymore to count. What's the Tarpshat in this Reb Sadia Goyin Shita? What's the Hezber? What's the difference between the first day and the other days? What's the Chilug? So the answer is, this is what the Derech Yam says, it's really muchach to learn that the Sadi Goyin's problem wasn't that Hilchas mitzvahs, that they're all mitzvahs, they're all one big mitzvah and a mele, one chelik is ma'ak of the other. That's not the pshat. If that would be the pshat, then the other yom would be ma'ak of it also. The pshat is that the din minyan is ma'ak of, because you have to have that, it's called a count. And pshat is imelo, the Sadi Goyin understood, that if I miss a day in the middle of the count, at least I started from 1 and I went all the way through to 49, I missed a day in the middle, okay, so with a count that had something that got skipped, but chotcher has a din minyan because it's started from the beginning and went through to the end, even if something did get skipped, it's called a count. So therefore, you can count each day and be yoytzer in the mitzvah of that yoyim. But Masha Ingen, if you miss the first day, that count doesn't have any aschola. You didn't even start from the beginning of the count. That doesn't have a shem minyan b'chlal. You didn't start from the beginning. So a meila is a chesor in the minyan of the count, which that's what stops you. That's what's ma'ak of you, according to Besad Yigoyim, from counting any of the further subsequent days of the bracha. So you see this yoytzer in Besad Yigoyim, that he understood that the problem in his case, according to his shita, where you missed the day 1, that's where he learns that the problem. The problem is not that all the mitzvahs are one big mitzvah in the mail, you can't miss any part of it. That's not the pshat according to him. Rather, the pshat is that the count has to have a chshivas of a din minyan, which qualifies in his particular shita. If it didn't begin from the beginning of the minyan, then it wouldn't qualify. In other words, a problem not with the fulfillment of the mitzvah as part of one big mitzvah, but rather that it should have the shem of an acceptable minyan, a sfira, to be able to count and to be yotzei mitzvah sfira so omer. Likewise, says the Sefer Derech Yam, we see a similar thing in the Sheet of the Rich Geyos, a very mechudetic Sheet of the Rich Geyos that's brought down the Bir Halach and some Tov Peites. The Bir Halach over there brings down from the Rich Geyos that there is, even if a person would miss a day, there is a solution. If the world doesn't come to an end, you missed a day, you will still be able to mamshach the count. So first, the Rich Geyos brings down for Reb Haigoin that even if you missed a day, you could still, you see, you missed a day in the minion of the Yomim, but you'll still be able to mamshach the minion of the Shavuos, because there's two independent halachas, the halach of Shiva Shavuos, his parloch, to count weeks, and different halacha of the Chamishim Yoyim, to count Yomim. So you missed, you missed the one day, but still the count of the weeks is not stared, and therefore you'll still be able to count the minion of the Shavuos. That's the first chiddush that he brings down, the Ritz Geis brings from Abhai. But that then will only be, he says, a lashon b'chol mishlam Shavui. In other words, at the end of the week. So at the end of the week number one, you'll count 1 week, and then in the week two, you'll count 2 weeks, and that will be even if the count fulfill the mitzvah of the counting of the Shavuos, even if you missed a day, and therefore you messed up the counting of the Yomim. That's one chiddush. But then the Ritz Geis goes on, he goes further. But oy tiri zok, there are another thing, zok to be alocha b'shein the Ritz Geis, that if you missed one day, heichad the ishtalu yamechot, yispar, let's say you missed the first day, yispar b'leil sheini shtei asfiros. So you'll count the next night both spheres, keep going. Let's say you forgot the first day sphere, so when you get to day number two, you'll say, esmoil hoya echot b'yoymer, v'yoymod dein treiv. That's what the Rich Geyer said. That you could say, you missed yesterday, right? You didn't fulfill it. So you'll say the next day, Esmoil Hoya Echot B'Yomer, yesterday was day number one, and today is day number two. That's the sheet of the Rich Geyer. We don't pass like the Rich Geyer, but this is the opinion of the Rich Geyer brought into the Bir Halach. It's fact of them, the Sefer Derech Yam, that what's the hesber of such a thing? What did you gain? What in the world did you gain by saying that Esmoil Hoya? What Esmoil? You think it's possible to fulfill yesterday's mitzvah today? I didn't do it yesterday. I'll do it today. It's Zechanat Shaykh. It's not the Zman Mitzvah anymore. Yesterday was the Zman Mitzvah of the sphere of day one, and today is the Zman Mitzvah of the sphere of day two. What are you in the world are you going to gain by saying that Esmoil Hoya Yomecha? Now this he says, Ashar Favot. The mitzvah of yesterday is taka not fulfilled. There's no way to Mekayim anymore the mitzvah of yesterday. It's gone. It's lost. But if I want a Mamashach counting with a Bracha, the Mamashach to count, so at least I have to fulfill the dominion to see to it that all of the four Yom, non Yom are considered to be counted. And the after the mitzvah of yesterday, yesterday was gone, but at least I have to make sure that yesterday was nimne, that it had been being sought for, that it was counted. Otherwise, I won't be able to mamshach now with the count. That's nishkin minyan. So that's why the Ritz Geyer said, when you get to the next day, you'll say esmoil hoya yamechol, and today is day number two. So at least it's cool, but you'll be able. That's the chiddush of the Ritz Geyer. His shita al pidarkoi is that you can make yesterday into a counted day by speaking out today that esmoil hoya yom so and so. So even though the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled, but you made the day into a counted day, and it enables you to mamshach vayte. So this is another example of, you see, this is so exalted that it's not a question of making sure that yesterday the mitzvah was fulfilled, but making sure that yesterday was counted. Even if the yom are considered to be independent mitzvahs, and each day is not ma'ak of the other day, but if I begin, I have to see to it that the count is a minion of b'shleimus, a minion of t'mimois. And Melody says, and that's why over there, according to the opinion of its gayus, he could go back and make yesterday a counted day by saying esmoil hoya. But kaponim, that fits well with the bahag shita, the way that, according to this hezber in the bahag, it's not bahag didn't mean when he brought in t'mimois to tell you that it's one big mitzvah, but rather he meant even as an independent mitzvah, it has to have a sphero which is t'mimois, a count which is t'mimois, and if you miss a day, and the count is not considered to be t'mimois. The truth is, we find an interesting thing that this chiddush, this shaila in the Bahag, how to learn the Bahag's din that one day is ma'ak of the sphero, is it because it's one big mitzvah and you have to have every single element of the mitzvah, like the brisker rov and others, or the pshat is like some haintik and mechabim say that the pshat is that it's not one big mitzvah, but you have to have every single day get counted? This thing is negay even la halacha. And the truth is, lahir is nosim, in the Chelek Arachayim Chavov, brings down a very famous shaila, a question about a cotton that becomes a higdil in the middle of Sfira Sa'imah, Yimei HaSfira, and a lot of Mechabim talk about in the Hintigas Forum about whether he'll be able to Mamshach counting with a bracha, which many say that he could be Mamshach counting with a bracha. And the shaila that they deal with is that the Chayra, once he becomes a Godel, so his Chiyav of Sfira Sa'imah is now Me'ikra Din, not just Chinuch B'Alma, and his Sfira, which it kicks in and right smack in the middle on day number 23 or 24, whatever it is, it's missing a Haschala, because those counts were done when he was a katan, and they didn't have a din of a mitzvah gemura or sfira soimis. So l'chayr, if you hold it about hag, and you have to have a mitzvah, one big mitzvah of t'mimois, so how are you going to fulfill that over here? The kid didn't have the whole first days of the sfira, which took place when he counted them before he became a gadol. So how are you going to get in the sheet of a hag? A very famous question in the Hedigas Forum. The lawyer is Nosson, among others, paskins that you could be mamshach counting with a bracha, but he gives one of the reasons that he gives that he wants the taina that the pshan the bahag never was that every single day has to to have its mitzvah, and it's for every, there's an ikuva to see to it that the mitzvah of all the 49 yom was counted, in which case I have a problem, because the cotton wasn't a mitzvah gemurah, he counted it as a cotton. And the pshat is zonk there, it's just that in the minyan, that you have to make sure that, it's, that there's a tzmimois in the minyan, and Imam Shiva says on his own this exact same cheshmah, the same svara, and mainly he says there's no problem that he counted it as a cotton. If I needed the mitzvah shaboy, that I had to have a din of a maisa mitzvah, it's not a problem with a cotton when he counted. But if you want to learn the way he taka wants to learn, that the pshat and the bahag is just that the halacha in the sphere that every single day should be soft for, that that's fulfilled. So you were cotton, and it wasn't a mitzvah gemurah when you did it. Now on day number 17, you become a godel, mitamol. So it's no problem be able to mamshich, because anyhow from here on it is a mitzvah hadasha each and every single day is ochter, even according to the bahag. He has to make sure that he had a minion till then. So as long as the kid who was bakatnusoy, he counted every single day, so there's no chsar in the minion, and he could just pick up when he's a godel and fulfill the sheet of the bahag. So he's mamish saying an afkamin of ladino, which arises and this understanding of the bahag. It didn't have to have been called a mitzvah. It just has to have been that rechin, that it was counted, and now you'll pick up pekadlusoy and pick up the rest of the count and be mekayim the mitzvah sphere of a god. So Lohir Nothing goes on over there, and he says an additional nekuda avort to Yemazbir, a somewhat shver line over here in the Bahag, the Toysis quotes. The, we just mentioned before, the Toysis says from the Bahag, if a person forgot to count with a bracha by night, so the halacha is that you go on, what does the Bahag say? Yimne limocher beloy bracha. If you forgot to count by night with a bracha, you'll count the next day without a bracha. It's very unclear what the pshat in the Bahag is. Why does he hold that if you miss the bracha, the count at night, it's going to lack tmimois, like we said, that the yom is not going to be tzmimoy, so you count the next day without a bracha. What's the purpose of counting the next day without a bracha according to the Bahag? The Bahag says that you count the next day without a bracha. What's the point of it if it's going to lack tzmimoy? It's like he himself said. A very unclear thing. So Laharis Nosson brings down the Mordechai of Lanort over here, Masechta Megillah, that says a very curious rach, so it brings in a machloikas rishonim like this, the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, it brings in Rabbi Yankov ben Yochor, that the Rabbi Yankov ben Yochor said that Mishal Ebirach Balayla, what's the story of being counting the next day if you weren't Mavorach and Soifer at night, the account the next day. So Rabbi Yankov ben Yochor answered the Heishiv. He responded, Schar Sfiro Yahavinon Le, Schar Sfiro Bizmanoi Lo Yahavinon Le. That's what he says. That we give him, if he counts the next day, he'll get a Schar Sfiro, he'll get Schar for Sfiro Sami, but he won't get the Schar of Sfiro Bizmanoi. That's what Rabbi Yankov ben Yochor answered. However, the Mordechai is mamshich that it's not known whether Rabbi Yankov ben Yochor said to count the daytime sfira with a bracha or without. You're getting a schar sfira, just not schar sfira with manoi. It's not known whether he held that you count with a bracha or without. Then he says that Rav Yoh said that if it weren't for the fact that it's kosher be'enoch lachloik alalachas gdoilis, if not for the fact that it's schwer for him to argue on a bahag, he would zichr have said, Dr. Rav Yoh, that if you miss the night, you count by day with a bracha, levorach bayoyim. Why? See, he says, just like we find the Masech the bracha in the fourth parak, that if a person misses a shmenesre, he gets to say tashlum in the next shmenesre. He says davens two shmenesres, and it's tashlum for the previous one. So that's a choice that certain mitzvahs is a tashlum. There's a makeup concept. You should have done it yesterday, but you missed it. So you had daven the next tefillah as a tashlum, a makeup tefillah. So he says he would learn that the same thing is true about sfiras ha'omer, that the mitzvah is taka by night. Aber, if you missed the sfira by night, there's a tashlum that you could do by day. And he would have said, the Rav Yoh says that you do that with a brocha because it has a din of a tashlum. Now the Laharis Nosson writes that you see that the machloikas we show him over here, there seems to be a machloikas that didn't tashlum into the mitzvah of sfira bezmanoi. The Rav Yoh held that even though the ikar mitzvah of sfira bezmanoi is by night, and that's like, and if you miss it, there's a tashlum. But mashlumit, he compares it to tefillah, which is a huge chiddush bemis. You know, how did he know to make the comparison? But that's what he held, that just like tefillah that didn't tashlum, so too sfira soimir also had mashing. He's talk there. The Rabbin Tam and the Rabbi Yankov, the Bahag and the Rabbi Yankov and Yochor, they held that there's no tashlum into the mitzvah of sfira bezmanoi. It seems from Laharis Nosson that he understood that there's a special mitzvah, the mitzvah of counting by night, that's a special inyan. That then, it can't be mashlamit. It's impossible to count, to be mashlamit. If you missed it by night, you won't be a mashlamit the next day. Now, afal pikein, even though you can't be mashlamit the next day, this special mitzvah of sfira bezmanoi, you still could count the next day, Rabbi Yankov ben Yochor says, and you won't get the schar sfira bezmanoi, but you will get the schar sfira. And the Mordechai is masumpik about whether this maisa sfira, some of that you're making, which is not the ikar mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah of sfira zaymer, is that going to be with a bracha or without? The Mordechai is masumpik, and there is not
Shabbos and says, okay, Mordechai has Mesubik, but the Baal Halacha is Gedoyel, the Bahag, he held that it's done without any bracha. This is a Zach that's Chosar Abir, it really needs an explanation. I mean, if you're missing out on the mitzvah Bismanoi and you're not making any bracha on it, so what is this special, this Sveta Din that you're getting Schar Sfira that you should count? I mean, if apparently it doesn't have the Din of the Ikka Mitzvah and it's not a Tashlumin and it doesn't get a bracha, so what is this Sveta Halacha that you should count anyway? So it appears that Lahiris Nassan understood that aside from the specific mitzvah of each and every yom to count that yom, is also a klaliistic mitzvah to have all the 49 yomim be yomim sfurim, that they should be counted yomim. And that's what we're saying over here, apparently, the way he's understanding it, according to the Yankov ben Yakar in the Mordechai, the Bahag over here, that they're saying that there really is a mitzvah to count by day if you missed the count at night, but you're not going to be yoy to the mitzvah of that yom to count that yom sphere. That you're not going to get. But kuponim be klalis, you're making the yom into sfur, and this way you get 49 yomim sfurim. So that, the Rabbi Yankov ben Yakar says that there is a schar sphere that you're going to get, but you're not getting a schar sphere bizmanoi, and the melee you can't even make a bracha on it. You're not getting the ma'isa mitzvah of that yom. But for pikein, there is a klaliistic din to make all the 49 yom to yom sfurim, which apparently that's the din that's fulfilled if you're going to count by day. And that's why it says in these rishayim that the Bahag says and the Rabbi Yankov ben Yakar says that if you miss the sphere bizmanoi, so the sphere at night, you'll count the next day. It's not based on some kind of a possibility to get in some other shita or something. They themselves who learned that the ikka mitzvah of is dafka yom and the bracha is dafka yom according to the Bahag. Dafka balayla. Afal pikein, if you miss the layla, there's still a din to count by yom, like we're saying, to make the yomim into yom sefura. Taisus is mamshuch over here in the last line. He says like this. The Taisus says, Acha shabirach al asfira, after you made the bracha on the sefira saimer and you counted, you mamshuch and you say yiratzin shabana beis hamizvah here of the yomeinu v'cholu. So that's the yiratzin that we say after the sefira, that we yiratzin should be the will of the Eibishter that the beis hamizvah should get rebuilt. So okay, mashenkim et kia shoyfer v'lulav. By kia shoyfer by lulav, there is no yiratzin that we say. Only by Sfira Soimer. Why is that, Soktosis? The Hainu Taimer. Because the Sfira Soimer that we say today is only a Hazkorah. It's only a Zeicha to the Bini Beis HaMikdash. Aval Shoifer. V'lulov yesh asiya. Shoifer and lulov have an action that you do. You blow the Shoifer. You shake the lulov. Mashayin Kain Sfira Soimer is just speaking out something. And today, like the Gemara says in Menachas Tav Samach Vav, the Sfira Soimer is only the Rabbanon. It's not the Raisa. It's a Zeicha LeMikdash. Right? But man Mikdash, they used to have a Sfira the Raisa because that's when the Oimer was brought, and there was a Ktiras Oimer and a bring of the Oimer. So that there was a Sfira Soimer the Raisa. Mashenkin today, the Gemara says Menachas Samach Vav is only a Zeicha LeMikdash. So since it's today, a Sfira Soimer is only a Zeicha LeMikdash, it's a Zeicha B'Yalma Zaktosis. That's what we conclude by saying Hirat since Shibana Beis Hamikdash Behavi Yameinu, because we're mentioning it's a Zeicha LeMikdash. We hope next year the Beis Hamikdash will take get rebuilt, and we'll have the Ikadin. Mashenkin Shoifer and Lulav have an Asiyah. They have an action. So it's very, very unclear what the Pshat in this Tosis is. First of all, the Rishash asks over here Kashin Iblai Shver that Bechlal, it's Bechal hard to understand what it takes to bring in Shoifer at all. That's not Tzorachin. Shoifer has nothing to do with anything. It's one thing, Lulav, Dr. Rashash, you understand Taisis the Shiloh, because Lulav, the we didn't today is that Lulav Bechal Shayom, outside of the first day, is only the Rabbanon al Zeichel Mikdash. It's not only that the Gemara says in Masech Tesukah that the Raisa of Lulav Kol Shiva is only in Mikdash. Today, we have the Rabbanon al Zeichel Mikdash to have Lulav Kol Shiva. So you understand Taisis the Shiloh, how come by Lulav, all the Shayom, we don't conclude the Hirotzin, the Takash Takakasha, Taisis asking. But Shoifer is very, very Shver, Bechlal, Shoifer is not a Darabonin in today's times, and it's hard to know what Tosis is thinking altogether to ask if he should say Hirotin Shibana Beis HaMikdash. That's Tamas Shver. But others ask on this Tosis that Bechlal, what's the difference between an Asiyah and a Zechira? Well, is the difference that one is an action and one of them is verbalizing, it's just words? Lulav, you take an action, you shake the Lulav, Mashayin Kain Bei, Sfira Soimi, you're just saying some words. So why ultimately is that such a big difference? So what's an Afkimina? The bottom line is that both of them are Zechel HaMikdash, and both of them, we really should have had it halacha that you should say Hirotin. You're saying Hirotin after the Sfira, both of them based on this behavior of Yemenu. So why don't you do the same thing by Lulav? Why doesn't make a nafkamina that Lulav is only an Asiyah? It's a Shver Toysis. I saw in a couple of Heintikas forum that they all say the same word, and they still saw a Briskerov in the Kisvi, the Chadushi Agriz, and Menachas HaMachvav. Over there, the Briskerov brings the Gemara, and the Gemara says that a Meimah's Shita was that he only counted Yomim and not Shavuos. And in today's count, with Man Hazeb, it wasn't Tampas Man HaMana Mikdash, you have two elements of the count. You have to count days, 49 days, and you have to count weeks, Shiva Shavuos. Mashenkin, in today's times, when we do it today, a Meimer said you only count days. That's all he counted. Omar Zeichel Mikdash. He said it's only a Zeichel to the Mikdash. The Meimer don't have to do the whole thing. You could just do the basics. You just do the day. You don't have to fulfill all the halachas. You don't have to do the weeks. Rashi over here says a lashon in Menachas Samach Vav that Hashto Lav Choyvehu the Leko Omer. Today it's not really a Choyve. El Zeichel Mikdash Bialmahu. It's just a Zeichel Bialmahu. It's not really a Choyve. It's in the Santa lashon of Rashi that Rashi calls it. It's not even a Choyve. You know, Rashi doesn't say, well, it's not a deraisa. It's a derabanan. Rashi says it's not not a choyva, it's not a zechel mikdash b'yalma. And the Biskirov over there, in Menachas HaMachvah, the Biskirov says that the pshat in this inyan of zechel b'yalma, he says it like this. He says, a vow that you do find other times when Chazal, there's a deraisa, Chazal Masakin, a derabonadika component. When you don't have the deraisa, you'll get the derabonadika din. The Masakin, the derabonadika and deraisa. And anytime Chazal do that, Zok, they're not going to leave out some plotin. Well, why not just skip the weeks? We'll just do yomim. And then the Nats of the Briskirov, call the Masakin, the Masakin, the Mrs. Abon, the Masakin, the deraisa, and they'll give him all the plotin. But Zok, the Briskirov, we find in certain cases, the Chazal Masakin, the Zechel Mikdash, that the pshat that is not that they took the mitzuras and mitzvah of the deraisa and they said, okay, now I'm going to do it. It's not deraisa, but I'll do the mitzvah derabonon. I'll give it a din mitzvah derabonon because of zeichel mikdash. And pshat is it doesn't get a din of a tzuras mitzvah derabonon, but it's an action that contains within the zeichel mikdash. That's what it is. It has a din zeichel mikdash, and the Mishkarov gives an example of this. Yes, for example, zokteh. That the din lulav today of kol shiva that we do today, that din lulav is only a zeichet to the mikdash, and a meila it actually has gifes of kulas. You know, it doesn't have to be lochem on the rest of the days. You don't have to own it. It could be chaser. The esek could be chaser. And these are dinim that only apply in the shah yomim. So the briskirov, if it would be a mamash a mitzvah gemura drabonon to shake the lulav the 7 days, so we would say that it has all the problems of the deraisa. Can the deraisa tiknu? The reason why it doesn't have those problems out there is because lulav of the shah yomim is not a mitzvah lulav. It's a mitzvah zeichel. Mikdash. That's what it is. It's not a mitzvah lulav. The Chazal were not masakin the mitzvah of the shayyam. They were masakin the zeichel mikdash, and they had tim to do that is by shaking the lulav all the other days. But be a soyidah, it's just a zeichel mikdash, and a meila doesn't have to have all the protim. He gives another example. He says, by sphere of soyimir gufu, we find the rishayim in the Balmor Duran at the end of Mesechta Psachim that they ask, how come no shechayonu on sphere of soyim in today's times? Why is it different from all kinds of other mitzvahs, Megillah and many others that have a shechayonu? How come sphere of soyim doesn't have a shechayonu? So the Duran brings from the Balmor that all these other mitzvahs like Tkiyas Shofar and Megillah and Lulav, these are various mitzvahs, they have some element of Simcha to them, which Shechinu is made on Simcha. So Lulav is Baal, L'shem Simcha Zokter, and Tkiyas Shofar is Mo'er our Zikoron, La'avinu Sheva Shemaim, it reminds us of Zikoron to Avinu Sheva Shemaim to the Eibishter. They all have Megillah, Zichal Simcha Zokter, they all have some component of Simcha. Masha'enkin Zokter, Tzvirizayim is Man Hazeb, that's Ein Boy Hano, it doesn't have any Hano at all, Elo Agmas Nefesh, L'churban Beis. That's what he says. It's an agmas nefesh to the churban of the bias that we're hoping for. So meila is an agmas nefesh. It brings out sorrow. Meila zok the balamoyer. According to none, that's the reason why there's no shechiyonu and sfiras ha'im in today's times. The Biskirov says it's an incredible thing. Naniach that the mikdash is the reason why there were masakin sfiras ha'im in today's times. But the ma'isa ha'it the masakin sfiras ha'im. So there's a mitzvah gemura l'chayra sfiras ha'im. It's not a shekavaldig mitzvah. What are you saying? You're saying that when you say count the mitzvah sfiras ha'im, what it is. It's a agmas nefesh l'churim beis ma'avoyenu. How could you touch up the whole mitzvah sphere soim in today's times in such a way? So according to the way we're saying, it's good because the pshat is that it's not a mitzvah sphere soim. There's no sphere soim in mitzvah man hazeh. Even the upon the mitzvah is to do the churim to the zeicha to the beis hamikdash, and this is one of the ways to do it is by having a mitzvah sphere soim in the upon. So in meila, since the whole mouse of the mitzvah is a zeicha to the mikdash, that's what it is. Therefore, it's not just the reason that underlies it. That's what you're fulfilling when you do it, and therefore it's agmas nefesh, like the Balamur says. And the Biskirov says, if that's the case, it could be lacking protim, and that's why a Meimar, a Kual Pidarka, his shita was that you only count Yomim and not Shavua. So a number of Sforim want to say that that's what's happening in the Toysis over here. The Toysis is saying that the reason why Sphira Sa'imr is the one mitzvah that we conclude with the Hirot and Shibana Beis HaMikdash is, the Toysis says, because it's Eini Allah Haskara at Labini Beis HaMikdash. The Pshat is that is what Sphira Sa'imr is in today's times. And Zeichel HaMikdash is not just the reason why Chazal decided to Masakin that there's a mitzvah Sphira Sa'imr today, but now the mitzvah Sphira. Says now there's a mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash, and the way to fulfill that, to make reminders of the Beis HaMikdash, is that you count the way that they used to count once upon a time, and it reminds you, Pasha, that there has to be a Beis HaMikdash, and there's a Zeichel to the Beis HaMikdash. So mainly, that's what they're saying. That's why you say Yirat and Jibar Beis HaMikdash, and Yimenu. Masha'en Kein Lulav, which is an Asiyah, so Pshat Chazal was Masakin that, when they were Masakin it, they were Masakin it to be a mitzvah Gemura, and in Mela takes on its own life as a mitzvah to Rabbanon, and therefore we don't conclude the shaking of the Lulav in today's times with the Yirat and is based on Mikdash. That's how they want to learn based on the Brisker Rav. But can I madgish that to speak this thing out, that actually in this Nakuda, it's not like the Brisker Rav, Lagabe Lulav. Because Taka fits very well with the Brisker Rav says, Lagabe Yesfira. But the Brisker Rav about Lulav, like we just said, he said about Lulav itself, that in today's times it's only a Zecher B'Yalma, and it's not really a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lulav when you do the Shar Yomim of the Lulav, and that's why it has colors. It doesn't need to be Lachem on the other Yomim, etc. So the Brisker Rav said it about Lulav Gufa, just like Sfira, that it's only a fulfillment of Zecher B'Mikdash and nothing more. According to these pshat, you have to learn in the Taisvis, the Taisvis Mechalak. Lagabe Sfira, he taka learns like the Rav. Masha'en King Lagabe Lulav, Taisvis is going to be saying that since it's a Maisa Gomer, it's Yesh Bayasiyah, so therefore, even though the underlying reason for the Shar Yomim is a Zecher B'Mikdash, but because of that, they were Masaka and that it should be Mamash a Mitzvah, and since it's Mamash a Mitzvah on the Bana level, the Mitzvah shaking Lulav, so therefore, you don't conclude the words, Yirot and Shibana Beis HaMikdash, and Meir V'Yameinu.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.